over
oh, it's mom issues?
Over identifying. Yeah, you know, it's just
I don't know. Me and my mommy, we got along.
You never know, dude.
No, we have good issues. We're
all right. No, it doesn't mean you hate your mom. Just that your mom had like a real strong anima, dude. It means your mom might have been a bit. And again, this is all theory.
She was a nice lady.
Not saying she was mean.
What are you saying about my mom, dude?
My mom's super nice too. I have, dude. Trust me.
You get in moods because
I'm anima possessed. I have very bad anima tendencies, dude. That I've been fighting against.
Well, so like if you're in a bad mood, it's because your mommy's not happy.
No, it's because your mom. No. It's just no. So what? A guy. This is the whole thing. It's not like your mom's fucked up or this or that. You learn your anima is shaped by your experience, like your mother. So your mother's psychology shapes your anima.
Oof.
So your mom could have hit you with some, like, not like she's mean to you, but she could have her own moods that, like, as a kid, you just, like, fully soak this stuff in. Yeah, dude.
When moms get old, they turn into fucking morons.
Why?
Geezer moms?
They become so sweet.
They're sweet, but they're fucking, you know. If you like swearing from them, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Geezer moms get like.
Well, it's also weird to like produce a thing that comes out and it's like, motherfucker. And they're like, whoa, come on.
Produce something that's like, fuck you, bitch.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they definitely have big hopes, and you come out and you're like, fuck you. I'm fucking hammered.
Fat piece of shit. I only go home when I'm like super hungover. I'm always hungover as fuck, dude. I walk into my parents' house and immediately lay on the couch.
Oh,
they're like, oh, it's good to have you here, son.
You're like,
I'm just like, oh, I got fucked up last night.
Yeah, man, I got deep into that. So I was reading that book.
Oh, and then my mom found out I fucking somebody filmed me doing stand up and put it on their like Instagram.
Yeah.
Put it on my Instagram. I think I might have fucking
yeah.
My Instagram story had me doing a joke about like doing coke.
Moms don't like
Mom
that.
Mom did not like that. She's like, with our family's history, you can't do this.
Well, dude.
Like, Mom, it's just a joke.
Just a joke. And, you know, the big part, too, this is what happens to guys sometimes who are, not saying you are, guys who are, because you're definitely not, but guys who are anima possessed, they never break away. You have to, at one point, disappoint your mother gravely.
Oh, I did.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you.
We were just talking about that in
the
car.
Yeah, dude.
I hit her hard once.
Yeah, bro.
We're good.
What I'm saying, you have to, like, break your mother's heart with your course, because they want to just kind of keep you in. You know, they love you, and they want to kind of keep taking care of you, but if you. Your journey, if your journey doesn't make your mother fucking like, oh, God, please, God, please don't let him. You're not on the journey, Joe. I don't want to burst your bubble. If your mom's not scared praying for you.
If your mom's not on her knees praying to Lord Jesus every night.
You're not on a fucking quest for the
her
grail.
Baby.
Exactly. You're not on a quest for. If your mom thinks of you and goes like.
He's on the right track.
You're not questing for the grail. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, sorry.
I hate to break it to you.
If you and your mom are still talking, you're a fucking gay bitch.
No, your mom will love you always. That's up to your mom. Your mom has to deal with the fact that your life quest is going to be so terrifying to her that it's going to break her heart. So she's going to have to deal with that.
What broke my mom's heart was my life quest. It's so funny. Yeah, someday you guys will find out. But
yeah, dude, you got to fucking, your life quest, dude, breaks your mother's heart.
And just fuck it.
Hey.
Whatever.
It ain't no motherfucking thing. Dude, deepfakes now. You can get videos now that are so real. Like, the technology's there where, like, anything you do or say, you can now claim deepfake. Like, remember when people, like, deepfaked and recorded, like, the first 50 episodes of this podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Everything we said. Every nightcast. Yeah. Every nightcast was definitely deepfake.
Dude, we got deepfaked, dude. I thought we had. I mean, I was calling it episode 130 as a joke, dude. I didn't know we had all those other ones.
Yeah.
I literally got caught. Stand up with same thing what you were saying with my mom way back when, basically with the premise was like how, like, you know, people always joke about like female teachers fucking students and being like, oh yeah, look, kids lucky. I'm like, yeah. I wonder how young that goes before the cutoff. And it just ended in like kind of like pantomiming like someone sucking a baby's dick, and my mom was just like I was like, Mom, people have this. It was like 6 years ago. I was like, Mom, there's technology now where they can like put my fucking face out there and then put a voice.
Oh,
out.
My God. You hit her with
that. I claim deepfake on this.
Did she believe it?
She was like, that's horrible. And I was like, yeah, Mom.
See, geezer moms are fully
they'll
fucking.
Believe, plus, they'll also believe it. They're like highly primed to believe the best.
Yeah.
So I was like, Mom, obviously, I didn't know the term was called a deepfake. I'm like, Mom, they have. And I was like thinking of the. I just watched something on the R. Kelly sex tape at the time. I was like, Mom, they have the technology.
Yeah, they fucking.
Someone's clearly trying to take me. I was like.
They tried to take down Kells.
Exactly.
They're still trying. Yeah. My dad, I got to witness, because there was a Sprite commercial that I knew was going to fucking kill my dad.
What was it?
I knew it was going to kill him. It's just like, there's one of just Migos in like a mansion riding like kids' tricycles.
Yeah.
dressed like Migos, screaming gibberish like Migos. You know what I mean? Like, hey, brr, Sprite, like just complete gibberish, dressed like fucking retards.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Sprite, obey your thirst. Like just shit they yell. Thirst. Like, and that's the whole commercial. And then the other one's Ray Schremmerd. Those okay. two kids in a dorm, apparently, where someone's making beats and they're like, hell yeah, that's it. Sprite. And it's just like Sprite, lemonade.
Do they ever sip it and go, ah?
Yeah, they do that. And they're nice. Doing like fucking dances and all that shit. It's great, but I just knew for a fact. Because first off, I barely recognized Ray Schremmerd.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I saw them and I was like, that's Ray Schremmerd. Otherwise, the commercial makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just two black dudes that are horrible at acting. Like, it just makes no sense. Like, obey your thirst. Like, real bad.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to fuck with my dad. And during the NBA Finals, I got to watch him watch that.
What did he say?
He was like, what the fuck was that? He was just so mad. He saw it. He was like, what the hell is this? He's like, who the hell is this for?
That's so funny.
It's just Migos riding kids' tricycles through like a...
That's so funny, dude.
Like Versailles. Like this beautiful mansion.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What the hell?
Like, what the hell was that? He's just sitting there drinking vodka out of a plastic cup in the dark in like an undershirt.
That's
just
so
like,
funny to think about
that. What the fuck is going on in this world?
Dude, to think about that is projected across America and have like a bunch of dudes at the same time. Like,
just dudes in recliners like,
what
the fuck?
Dude, I was listening to the radio last night. And they named like four or five artists that I was like, all right, I'm officially fucking out of the loop.
Yeah. Apparently like one of them.
Light skinned
like,
Keisha or some shit.
There's one that's like Billie Eilish or something. She's like the number one. I had no idea who she was.
Dude. I thought Cardi B was like the biggest sensation or whatever.
Oh, I saw a great Cardi B commercial.
What?
You would love it. I was watching YouTube videos and one of the commercials is a Pepsi commercial.
And, oh yeah, she's like the Pepsi.
And she's
thing.
Like, fuck, I forget what she says. He's like, could I get a Coke? They're like, oh, can I get a Pepsi? And she's like, we only have Coke. And then Cardi B's like, burr! And then they're like, Pepsi. That's it.
What the
It's chaos, dude.
Fuck.
It's wild.
I'm telling you, they've had a hard time figuring out how to advertise in general, aside from race.
It's not for me to a dip. I'm getting fired up. I'm mad about it. Think how confusing that has to be for an old dude.
Yeah,
to
dude.
See a Ray Schremmerd like be like, hell yeah, Sprite. You're just like, what the fuck world is this?
Wait till he's 80, dude. That's like I remember my pop-up just being like utterly confused, dude.
That's why.
He would just watch sports, cable TV, the news. And just drink beer and sit in a recliner, and he must have had no fucking clue.
Every commercial break must have just been chaos.
Well, dude, we would talk about the internet. Oh, he would look at them, and it's like I don't think he understood anything they were saying, and then look at me and go and like laugh, and I'm like, all right, dude. Like a Liberty Mutual commercial. I'm like, oh, I guess it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny when geezers like a commercial.
Oh yeah,
like, they'll be like, look at this, check this one out. It's like a Geico like Hump Day commercial. It's like, yeah, that's good.
Dude.
Drinking and like watching baseball and then it cuts to a fucking Cardi B Pepsi commercial, you literally must just be like,
imagine seeing a fake ass.
You just get launched into space at every commercial break. You're just out in the ether floating like where
Cardi
am I?
Cardi B has ass implants. So imagine like not knowing people can have ass implants and seeing an ass that big and just being like, What the fuck? Like humans are evolving before your eyes. You're just like, what the
just
fuck?
Just bottom of the fifth inning. Phillies versus Reds. All of a sudden, you see a new body you've never seen. Somebody going, what?
He don't know what that is. And you're like, no, I don't.
Yeah, I was just home. I was just my fucking grandma.
Oh, yeah.
She's getting close to biting the dust if she hasn't already.
She hasn't yet?
She's fucking survived.
She's a fighter, dude.
She is a fucking she's a mean old Irish fucking.
Hope she lives forever.
She might. And that's kind of, it's funny to hear my family be like, like she was like on her deathbed and they're like, she might not make it through the night.
She
and then the
back.
Next day my mom came back and she was standing fully clothed. Like walking around talking. She was wearing like clothes.
Sure she's not a ghost?
She might be a ghost, dude. She said she was like talking to people and shit.
Damn.
Yeah. There was like some sad moments where she was asking for my grandpa.
Really?
Yeah, and he's dead.
She'd be like, well,
she'd be like, yeah, it's like, well, just
he's there for that.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
Hold your breath for as long as you can.
Here,
you're going to meet him.
Smell this pillow. Yeah.
What's it smell like to you?
I think one of the states just legalized voluntary euthanization.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I heard the commercial. It's like, it's my life and my... I'm like,
the commercial is fucking Migos. Just like, kill yourself. Hey. Skirt. You need to fucking skirt out of here.
Yeah,
dude.
It was like a commercial for like killing yourself. And I was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude, we're already like, there. We're already dads watching baseball.
Oh, dude, I'm fucked up.
You're in the recliner in between...
Luckily,
just like,
I'm out. Like, luckily off Facebook and all that shit. I can't imagine just that daily dose every day was fucking me up. He's an good boy, dude. He has gout.
Good boys.
He's probably down there drinking sweet tea, dude, down in the south.
Somebody corrected us on that.
What?
I think it's in my good boy. Like, my lady? Like, my good boy?
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
I think you're right, because a lot of times it's M apostrophe good boy.
My good boy?
And I call it. Good boy. Andrew's calling it. I like good boys.
Good boys is funny. But my mom, guess what my mom made me last night?
Tendies?
Guess what my mom.
Tyson tendies.
For lunch, guess what my mom made me?
What? Tyson tendies?
With?
Honey mussy?
With honey mussy.
Dude.
Dude, my mom, I was, all right, so for real.
How many GBPs did you store up?
It was. I have so many GBPs because my sister is a complete loser. So now I have so many GBPs.
You took all her GBPs?
My sister is a failure. So they're like. Yo, Shane's the fucking best.
I
showed my mom the fucking alt-right firefighter video I'm in. She was like, this is amazing. I'm so happy you got a job.
Dude.
My family's in disarray, and me getting a job that provides for them.
Exactly.
Is big.
Someone's got a fork at Sam's Club, dude.
I had tons of GBPs from that. And then I was literally in my parents' office on my mom's computer,
yeah,
playing a computer game that I downloaded. And then my mom from downstairs was like, she was like, Shane, do you want some chicken fingers? And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm a fucking good boy. I was playing this computer game that I used to play as a kid. And she was like, you want some chicken fingers? And she was like, your sister ate most of them. And I was like, god damn, bitch. Don't touch my fucking tenders. And I came downstairs and there was a packet of honey must from fucking Wendy's. It was full on fucking honey must. Good
boy.
Oh
my god,
dude.
What if that book, The Secret's real? You spoke it into existence. I go, fuck, I'm a good boy.
I became an good boy. My mom was like, chicken fingers are ready. I was like, yes. Tendies.
Ding. Toaster oven goes off.
I was like, I'll be right down. I had to finish my battle.
Of course.
I had to finish my video game battle, and then I went and got tendies.
You went and fucking hung your Nippon steel blade, your samurai sword back on the wall, buttoned up a dragon button down with Chinese letters. They do that tips for door shit.
Yeah, dude. It
kills me.
And then I was like, did she finish all the tendies? Or I was like, did she eat yet? She's like, no, the rest of the tendies are all yours.
Were you laughing?
Took a picture of it to send you. Because it was literally, there's a honey mussy pack, a packet from Wendy's. Yeah, what do you think is worse, having like a little bitch dad or no dad? Like a pussy for a dad.
Pussy dad's tough,
pussy
dude.
Dad's tough to overcome.
What happens with a pussy dad is that then they think they can go out and just absolutely dominate, like, the men in their relationships. No dad's tough because they, like, again, I'm just wild conjecture here, but it's like they can sometimes become almost, like, overtly masculine to the point where it's just, like, kind of can cheat.
You mean studs?
I'm sure there's some studs, but I think it's like they can they just pride themselves on doing like everything for themselves. You know, it's really kind of sad. They'll like really take a joy in like, I do it myself. They don't like trust men to do anything for them. And they can get kind of like real standoffish and almost like masculine.
What if you have a nice mommy and daddy? Then what happens as a guy?
You just kind of turn into like a, just like some bumbling fucking dummy you see walking down the street like, oh yeah. You're just outside of the Comcast Center. Yeah. You're just like on lunch in a beer garden making 80 a year. Just like, burr.
Yeah. What if your daddy was masculine and nothing you do will be as manly as
your daddy was masked? Dude, I don't think there's any sort of like stuff on this. I've seen guys that dads eclipse them. Their dad's too fucking cool.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of fucking dorks, dude.
Yeah.
I've done that before where like I was talking to someone. I'm like, this guy's dad's probably cool as hell because their dad was supposed to come. Turns out dad had a fucking cowboy hat on shit, bro. I was like, damn, bro.
Damn. That cool.
I'm saying like
cowboy hat dad.
Sometimes your dad can be too cool where he just totally eclipses you. You got to be careful for that.
That's tough. What do you do then if your dad's cool as shit?
Kill him.
You got to kill him.
Murder him. Clearly.
Then you're cooler.
Cuck him.
You are cooler than whoever you murdered.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. For sure.
Definitely.
What did...
You'd have to cuck your dad. If your dad's, like, absolutely killing it, you got to cuck him.
You got to fuck your mom in front of him?
I mean, you could go for the fucking finish line. I was thinking maybe like a girlfriend.
Well, that's not cucking him.
True. Well, yeah, I was Although assuming. If your dad's cool enough, he has a girlfriend.
You have a cool dad.
Your dad's cool. He divorced your mom, obviously.
He has a side piece.
Yeah, dude. If your dad's still married, he's obviously not cool.
True.
I mean, he's a good dad, but he's just not a cool dad.
Yeah, cool dad definitely is single.
Like, if you have a cool dad, he'll, like, take you to, like, fuck hookers with him. And then you'll realize he has, like, a bigger dick than you, and it just starts the whole thing. You're like, oh, fuck.
You're like, damn, I'm going to have to kill this guy.
Fuck, I kill this guy. My dad told me to fuck hookers with him.
I know. I was sat at the urinal. I was at my dad at the nights. We were taking a piss together. I saw his fucking thick hog, and I was like, I'm going to have to kill him someday.
Someday
I'm going to shoot him in the head when he's asleep.
Now, that's why your dad saved you by not taking you to the bunny ranch and embarrassing you.
True.
If your dad takes you to the bunny ranch, dude, it's kind of one of those defining moments, because if your root's thicker than your dad's, and like, it's an absolute... It's like a Cain and Abel story. It's just like two guys, naked guys, wrestling on the bed. It's every, that's
yeah, if dad, father and son go to the bunny ranch together, it always ends in a father-son wrestling match.
Do you ever watch that show and you see like the father and son couples? Man.
That's always so weird.
I mean, that's a quick way to get back at your ex-wife. Like, years of just like neglecting your son and not talking to him. The 18th birthday, you take him to a whorehouse.
You never hang out with him.
Never been with a whore before? And then your son's automatically like, oh, my dad fucking rules.
True.
That's a shortcut to your 18-year-old son's heart.
Yeah, you can neglect your son.
Drop
for...
like 10 G's in a bunny ranch?
True.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You can neglect the fuck out of a kid if you get him laid at some point.
Dude, I was talking to this guy. He's probably going to delete it because the fucking myth content was so boring. But that's in the Celtic mythology. I would have a kid and be like, all right, who do I think is sweet? And I'd be like, Shane, raise my kid.
Hell,
he's
yeah.
Like 17. I'm going to come back because I need you to teach him all your tricks. Because obviously he has my blood, so he has like all my shit.
He has your tricks.
You need to pull it. Yeah, so then you come back and like, oh, yo. And you were just not, you were just totally, dipping totally ignore your son. You would totally ignore him. And they come back and you're like, oh, what's up, dude? You're pretty sweet.
Mm.
That was it. That's the way they did it. But I don't think they did that with the babes.
What'd they do with the babes? You just keep them.
You kind of kept them and you're like, make them, you plump. Make like your daughters give you massages and stuff.
All right.
But give me a massage.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, here, go fuck that guy.
And then when they become a woman, you sell them for goats.
You secure like land deals and stuff.
Anyway, for Easter, I went home and got home in time for my Easter egg hunt.
Dude, this is what I wanted, dude.
I know this is what you wanted, dude. I know you're fucking leading me to this humiliating fucking story.
It's so funny, dude.
So I get home and it's just my aunt, my uncle, my grandma and my mom and my dad. Oh, and my sister. So there's like six people. That's the Easter party. And they're like, hey, we got an Easter egg hunt for you. And I'm like, I'm not fucking doing that. And they're like, there's like $50 in those eggs. So my fucking parents knew how broke I am. Hid $50 in like basically in ones. Ones and fives.
A couple fives.
Around the yard.
Oh my God.
Not the house.
Oh my God.
The fucking yard.
Shane, this is the funniest thing
so
ever.
I, my big fucking ass has to walk around my yard. And they said the only way I could get the eggs is if I had a basket. Dude, I had a fucking purple basket walking around my neighborhood that I grew up in. Picking up eggs, dude. I'm fucking 29 and huge. This is broad daylight. And my parents were filming it. My mom was filming it.
Did you get all 50?
I got all the $50.
Hell yeah, dude.
I got $50.
Good.
Well, they had to help me on the last two eggs. My dad made a point to make sure I didn't get the last two eggs, and I needed help to get them.
Oh, my God.
So he could make fun of me for that, too.
Dude, that is the funniest fucking thing I've
ever
heard.
And then I went back over there today before I left, I got here, and my mom was like, was that mean? Like, did you feel bad about yourself? And I was like, no, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But... while it was happening, I was thinking, like, I could really ruin this right now and be a huge fucking bitch about this and be like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm poor? This is really mean.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, man. That's when people are like, there's nothing more fragile than the male ego. It's like, well, first of all, there's two egos, male and female. And female is way fragile, way more fragile.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking
argument.
I was like,
all right, nice. I can get $50. All I have to do is humiliate myself and... the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
Walking around with an Easter basket.
And then you still, like, does that mean? You're like, eh, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and in my head, while it was happening, or before it was happening, I was like, I should probably, or I could freak out. Not freak out, but I could be like,
Yeah, fuck you guys.
What the fuck, guys?
You wanted that fucking $50, dude.
Yeah, they would have given it to me. If true. I would have been like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
They would have been like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. They would give me it. But I didn't want to make them feel bad.
That is, it is energy. Like, everyone, I'm sure.
Everybody was very happy.
Everyone had a blast,
to
dude.
See me walking around with a tiny basket. Also, there were sweets and treats in the basket. I got little treats in the basket. I left the fucking sweet treats.
Okay, well, still.
I'm not a fucking bitch, dude. I'm not taking little treats back home.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I left the treats.
Sweet foods for girls, dude.
I took the fucking cash out of the eggs.
And fucking did a little handful
and then
of salt.
Left the eggs.
Probably just ate a handful of salt, dude. And walked
out. Do you think that is? That's a fucking bag of salt.
Fucking hell yeah, dude. Salt's for boys, sugar's for girls, dude.
Sugar is for little fucking gay boys. Think I'm getting my attitude back after I just admitted that I went on an Easter egg hunt that my mommy and daddy set up?
Dude, that's literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If anybody saw that in my neighborhood,
oh man,
they had to be like, holy shit. Because nobody went with me. There were no little kids around.
Oh, man.
My parents stayed on the deck.
Oh.
And I just walked around in the yard.
They probably thought you were setting up an Easter egg hunt for kids.
No, they saw me taking them out and celebrating. If I found one, I celebrated, dude. I was fucking hyped. They were good hiding spots.
Yeah, dude, I'd be happy, fucking happy too. That actually sounds really fun.
Crack one open, find a 20 in it. It's like, ooh, fuck yeah.
Dude, that'll fucking...
Yeah, it was fun.
That'll put a little...
My mom was like, I want you to drink before you do this. I was like, come on.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
They were like, yeah, we want you to drink, have a little fun with this. I was like, I just drank pretty hard last night. I'm not going to drink.
Jesus Christ.
So then I took Sunday and Monday off.
It was pretty hot, too.
Working on a fucking nightcast.
Oh, my God, dude. The nightcast is lit,
dude. Put back a few fucking PBRs.
The nightcast is lit.
Yeah, so that was truly humiliating. No, it was nothing.
That is fucking funny.
That was nothing.
That is fucking funny. Yeah, you could have been a baby about it if you wanted, but...
Well, that would make me a huge pussy.
That's true. That's why you don't do it.
How about you? How was your Easter other than the fact that you probably threw the communion out in the fucking parking lot?
Well, I fucking...
Like a crazy person, dude.
That's not crazy.
That's super weird. Before we get into that, what? I would like to... Because Dan appreciates stories about my dad.
Yeah?
I do have to fucking bring this up. Because I literally haven't laughed this hard. I showed you guys already. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
You had to post the pic,
and
dude,
I did.
So
it's on my Instagram, at Shane M. Gillis. M as in Michael. Saint Michael.
There you go.
But
you start going by your full four confirmation
Shane
name too.
Michael Sebastian Gillis.
There you go. Martyr saint.
Sebastian, my confirmation name after the great Polish kicker Sebastian Janikowski. That's why I picked it. We went. My niece was in town, so we took her to play laser tag.
How was she? First of all, laser tag.
She stunk.
Did you hit her? You
my dad
her,
was
you
the worst. My dad was easily the worst. Like, the high score, one kid got like 29,000, which was absurd. There's no running rule that a lot of people disobeyed. People really? Were fucking sprinting.
Really yeah, pissed yeah. me was the it, fuck off. Was it full there? Or was
yeah, it,
it
was packed.
Okay. God, that's so funny.
It was us and a bunch of black kids, which was really funny to see my dad. I'm like, dude, my dad's going to get someone in like a hands-up, don't shoot situation. He's going to be like, fuck you.
Was your dad standing his ground the whole time?
My dad just stayed in the bag and stood his ground. He really did stand his ground. Really? He defended the fort. He stayed back and defended the fort. It was like, not my neighborhood.
That's so funny.
But so right when we go in to do the rules, now we're under black lights. And yeah. we're in like a semicircle around the guy. This, you know, he's a teenager going over the rules. And my sister, I just hear my sister say, she was like, Jesus Christ, Dad. And pointed at his crotch. And under the black light, my dad's jeans, his dick was just, it was fluorescent. Like, it was lighting up the room how much fucking, I don't know what it is. It can't be cum.
I mean, it can't, it, you can't
nobody
totally
comes
rule
in their
that
jeans.
Out. You can't totally rule that out.
Nobody comes directly into
the
jeans.
He might have been just like dick out of jeans and came just fountainheaded all over his Levi's.
He
dude.
Definitely doesn't wash those, and those jeans are definitely like 25 years old.
He probably, it might have been like a knock, it might have been like a wet dream on the couch.
It was, dude.
That could he could have had a wet dream on the couch.
Maybe he came right before dude, we went to tag.
It's so funny. It was like the opening scene of Belly. It was like a bunch of little black kids, and then it was just your dad with cum jeans.
He was walking through. He was wearing a dress shirt tucked in. He had his hands in his pockets.
Your dad was one of the security guards at the club. He just got shot.
Yeah, DMX was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Why are you coming all over yourself? Dude, I went, as soon as my sister pointed it out, my dad was like, ah, Jesus Christ. Dude, This kid was trying to read the explanation of the game, trying to explain. I had no idea what the rules were. I fell over crying. I haven't laughed that hard. I don't think me and my sister were both crying, sobbing, laughing.
Oh my God. They still have, do you get a nickname?
Yeah, you get a nickname.
What was Phil's?
Phil's was Big Pun. Was it? Yeah, which was hilarious because everybody else, my sister was Katie, I was Shane. And of course, we didn't know it was all black people in there. So they were like, and Big Pun, you're number 26. He walks out with his cum jeans. He's in there chasing little kids around in the laser tag. Cum all over himself. God. I mean, that was... I don't know what the fuck it was.
I hope
it was detergent.
Because, what was on his jeans?
Yeah. There's no way...
Cum. That's the only thing that comes up in a black light is cum.
It was so much, dude. It was so much cum. That was multiple loads.
He probably let off like a 2-monther on like an afternoon nap on the couch. Was like, woke up, was like, God damn it.
He's probably watching golf. He's probably fell asleep. Woke up, was like,
probably right before he went there, he probably woke up from a cum nap and like went right to laser tag. Was like, God damn it.
All right, Shane. All right.
That must be like a 2-monther.
Knock it off. Then he went to the Elks afterwards and got fucking shit-faced. And then came home and there was UFC on last night. And I broke down my rules for betting on UFC. Because my dad was drunk enough that we bet on UFC last night, mm-hmm. which is fun as fuck.
Oh, it must be so
betting
much fun.
On UFC is like the most fun shit in the world. And neither was. Yeah. You bet on McGregor.
I did it with Beezer too one time.
It's fun as fuck. So when you have money on the fighter, it's great. But I broke down the rules to him. I was like, look, if it's a black guy versus a white guy, you go with the black guy. If it's a white guy versus an Asian, you go with the white guy. Here's the tricky one. Asian versus black. Asian.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They trick them.
Really? So that's why you're going.
So then.
How'd it hold up?
We 3-for-3. And then with women's fight, it's just whoever's uglier.
Yeah. True.
Guaranteed money every time.
That's actually a good
yeah.
That's a good system.
Went 3-for-3 last night. Black dude pounded a Norwegian. Hot chick broke her arm in the first round. Like right away, this hot chick. She was fighting some lesbian from Australia.
Good luck.
With face tattoos. I was like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then the final fight was a Asian versus a white dude. White dude just fucking housed him.
And you think Asian dudes will beat up black dudes?
Yeah, they'll trick you in UFC.
I can see that.
They rarely get to fight, but when they do, the Asians.
That's true.
Oh.
I think a lot of the black fighters have a lot of respect. A lot of like
Wu-Tang respect
for the Asian fighters.
All right, so that was my weekend.
Goofed around with our buddies. Yeah. I don't think I was a bad kid in any way, but
no.
You know,
I mean, how early into it are they like no jerking off? Is that like day one orientation?
I was just asking that. Yeah, I went over to his house for dinner.
Really?
Earlier this
weekend.
Yeah,
how do they patrol that?
So,
is this NOFAP? Everyone's on NOFAP.
Right. And,
so it's
and
like
so
real
the,
world.
And so the church's teaching is everyone's on NOFAP. The entire world should be, right? Okay. If that makes sense.
You might slip up.
So it's like the real world, like five guys who don't come live together. What happened?
Yeah, 150 men live in one place.
Yeah, and that's... And
my
that's
dad was on NOFAP. That's what happened. What? He's on NOFAP. That's why he fucking wet dreams hard.
God. Right before laser tag, dude.
I can't believe you put Big Pun on a,
I know.
On a name tag.
He didn't. He definitely would. He would never do that. His handle is the Gov.
The
Governor,
so funny,
dude.
Yeah.
And then that and Nick Eddy. Those are his two betting gambling handles. Nick Eddy played basketball at Notre Dame in like the 70s.
So is that his golden tee?
That's
avatar.
All that.
Yeah, so take us through. I am curious about this though. So you just roll.